fifth time recording this intro. First time, about 3 days ago, I was really, really depressed. And in retrospect, it's going to be a whole thing where everyone's like, are you okay? Right, fine. While we're on that subject, RIP to Trevor from the Black Dahlia murder. Big, big, no Viatrophy without Trevor. Any death metal band that had two singers only had two singers because they couldn't. One of them couldn't do what Trevor did. Massive loss for metal. I'm not going to pretend we were mates. Met him a couple of times. I've got the same thing to say that everyone else that even knew him has to say. He was just a fucking, just such a nice guy. So big RIP there. Also, while we're on the subject of that and my original intro, I'm not going to say some it's okay not to be okay fucking catchphrase shit. I'm going to instead try and offer a little bit of practical advice. I think we should all be checking in on everyone because we're all fucked. Okay, we're in probably the worst, you know, mentally the worst place, particularly musicians, have ever been. So might I suggest that you have a little Google of invalidation, okay, and things, what not to say when checking in on people, because a lot of people mean well. Sometimes you can do more damage than good. And seamlessly, let's now go into plugging things and other stuff like that that I have to do. I've got a live show coming up 17th of June. Is that the right date? Yeah, it's 17th of June. Signature Brew London. Special guest. It's a live podcast. I'll probably do some stand-up at the beginning. If I can fucking get myself out of bed in the morning and make myself funny, I'll be there. If you don't come, I will be distraught and I'll never do it again. I'm 100% serious. You might be watching the video of this now, which is now a thing because I've been catching up with bands in person on patreon.com/downbeat. It's £1 or you can pay in advance. It's £12 if you pay in advance and you're from outside the UK. I think you only pay one transaction fee. Very clever. It allows me to do stuff like buy nice cameras, not get a full-time job so I can have lovely chats with people like Malevolence, who are my guests today. I've got one further plug. Not even a plug, it's just a thank you. Rode sent me some Wireless Go 2 microphones, which is why I could do this podcast, the first episode with two guests. And it was really fucking easy to do, so shout out to Rode. My guests this week, I'm finding it really hard to say the word guest. Guests. Anyway, Wilkie and Josh, bassist and lead guitarist of Malevolent. Wilkie also deals with their unbelievable merch spread. Josh writes all the songs, most of the songs, I guess. They had a lovely, real fun, maybe the best yet, Dream Festival. Talked about their new album, Malicious Intent, that's out on May the 20th. The band is fucking awesome. Probably one of my favourite metal bands of the moment. Metal/hardcore, but don't say metalcore, it's a dirty word. It is Josh and Wilkie from Malevolence on the Downbeat Podcast.
Let's go.
Here we are.
How are we?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us today, Craig.
Look how professional it is immediately. I feel like we're sat really close.
I've got my game face on today. This is the first time I've been on an award-winning podcast. So
that's it, yeah.
Do you need me to...
That's it.
Do you need me to prove that?
Yeah.
I can prove that if you want.
I was told by our mutual friend and manager, Adam Foster, that you were the two to have. No offence to the rest of the band. Why has he said that?
I've got the biggest mouth, but no one wants to hear from me because I'm the bass player. So, there's that. So
I'm a drummer.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Yeah. I don't know why you asked me. Do you know what I mean? It's completely different, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm it's not scary the coming out here as well.
Do you know what I mean?
I've heard... No, he literally just said, you want Wilkie, you want Josh. Josh Baines, because there's...
That's it.
There's one Josh. We call him John, actually, so you might get confused, but his real name's Josh.
My name's Josh, yeah.
Right, yeah, because in my head I was like, it is Josh, it's not John.
I'm sure you
called him John earlier.
I called him John, maybe I did.
Why did you call him John?
It's a long it's just like years and years and years of nicknames, basically.
Yeah. And you landed on John, just a normal name.
It was, we had another guitar player and he was called Josh, but we called him Keith. Yeah. I'm not really quite sure why. So we had another,
Wait. With you two together, two Joshes?
No, that was before I was...
Replaced one Josh with another Josh.
Yeah. And, yeah. Okay.
How long ago is this? Because we played together, I reckon, 9 years ago.
Right, yeah, this goes back way before then. Charlie and I, we started like 06, I think, we were called Malevolence, but we were like children.
How old are you now?
I'm 28,
yeah,
so...
I'm 27, yeah.
Oh, you're all grown up.
Yeah.
You're all fucking grown up.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, I joined when I was 14, so it's been a long time.
So we played together, Brutality Will Prevail, with Malevolent supporting, a weekender in December. It was like around Christmas time in 2012.
Yeah, in London.
There was the Garage, and then there was Rebellion. No, Sound Control in Manchester.
Yeah, Sound Control
somewhere else.
Yeah,
and
you guys smashed. So hang on, that was when 20.
That was 2012. So or maybe 2013.
2013 it must have been because I only joined BWP in 2013.
Okay, yeah.
So hang on, and this is your third record coming out. Third record.
Album. Yeah. We've done an EP as well. Yeah.
Fuck you been doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet time. That's
That's actually what I want to talk about because you had the first record.
2013.
So that's nearly 10 years ago. And that smashed. And then you did fucking nothing for ages.
We were quite into drinking. At that point.
You can do both, mate. Yeah. I've been doing both for 20 years.
Yeah, we went on tour a lot, and then we just carried on touring, and we were like, we haven't put any new music out. We're still playing these songs from 4 years ago. And then at the time, it took us ages to write music. We're quite fast now, but at that period, it took us ages. So we probably lost a fair amount of momentum. But
people went to uni, and it was like one of those things. I don't think it was like that. No one took it that seriously.
Who went to uni?
Charlie. Just Charlie went to uni.
You went to uni. Con went to uni as well for like a brief
moment.
And then
drop out.
I did, yeah. I did.
What
one
were you
year.
Doing?
I did business 1 year. I was 18 or something. Did 1 year and I was like, hold on. I was like, hold on, mum, I need to go.
Running a pretty successful business already.
Like, yeah, mum, I need to go on tour. She's like, who are you going on tour with? I was like, oh, Goat Whore and Dying Fetus. She's like, oh.
That's so funny. Was it actually those two?
Yeah, actually.
That's the ultimate like Christmas dinner conversation. Yeah. What band are you on tour with? A goat whore?
And dying,
dying fetus, as in baby. A would-be baby.
I was like, but don't worry, it's actually gonna be pretty good.
It's gonna be fucking awesome. So what was the chronological order was? First record, EP, second record?
We did. First record, 2013.
Reign of Suffering.
Yeah, Reign of Suffering. Self Supremacy came out 2017.
Then 4 years. You're mental.
Years ago.
All that momentum.
It's just too long. Then we did the record came out at the beginning of the pandemic, like
that was the 2020.
EP. April 2020 EP. And now we have our new one, Malicious Intent, coming out in 2 weeks. I think 2 weeks yesterday.
May 20th. And that's Nuclear Blast.
And it's coming out Nuclear Blast.
First one on Nuclear Blast. So that was the other thing with you guys. Always DIY.
Yeah.
Which is why we fucking got on because it come up from the same.
Yeah.
DIY shit. But like, I always remember thinking, why haven't they got a big deal yet? Is that like, did you deliberately not do it?
Well, we were with Century Media and Siege of a Media for our first one. So we did kind of, there was like
that
a bigger.
Count.
Fair enough.
I've been on that label. It doesn't count.
We got dropped though, straight away. Because we didn't sell, our album didn't sell enough. And then the second one, well, I know it's been good for them now, like in the 10 years on.
I think that's bollocks.
Yeah. and, you know, they've come back to us and started talking to us again, Century Media have. The second one, absolutely no one gave a fuck. Like, no one. We were, you know, asking Nuclear Blast, they didn't care. No one cared. So we were
Did they give
you
any feedback to why they didn't care? Because you've been doing nothing for 4 years.
So we self-released the EP mainly because we had no interest from anyone that we were interested in. We self-released it, and to be honest with you, it was doing it ourselves was amazing. It was just really, really hard, and I think we did a good job of it. Like in the sense, we had all of the, after that we had all of the major UK festivals. We did like Download, Bloodstock and Slam Dunk. Bearing in mind we have no label, no management, absolutely nothing. And then after that, there was about all of them like, yeah, you guys are sick. Like, yeah, and you're actually like doing this yourself without any help. So yeah, we all want to sign you. So yeah. We were going to do this album that's about to come out. We were going to release it independently, but we didn't. We paid for that near enough the whole thing up front. Yeah. We recorded it all. We started making the music videos, and then we signed. So,
where did you record it?
Treehouse with
studio. Carl Baum. Jim Pinder.
So he's in Chesterfield.
Is it in a treehouse?
No. So it's like a renovated farmhouse.
Who else have they got?
Bullet. For Bullet for My Valentine, Sleeps. They do the drums for Bring Me.
Fuck. Yeah, that's big boy shit.
He's doing Sleep Token. He's the moment.
Yeah, he's just done the new Sleep Token record, actually.
Has he done something for Trivium as well, or like Bits and Bobs?
In Waves, I think, for Trivium.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
then he's done some mixing for some
Wait, who is this? It just sounds like you're describing Colin Richardson, but it's not.
He's called Carl Baum.
I should know who that is. I don't know what anyone is anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know
he's a good dude, yeah. He's a good man. He was in a band called. I can't remember the name actually. What was it? It was like sort of like early 2000s like metal. Like
Stamping Ground.
No. It was like more new metal than that.
LaRusso.
Do you remember them? Yeah.
No. I should just fucking stop doing anything to do with music because I don't know what fucking anything is. You're on tour with Sleep Token right now.
We are on tour.
Speaking
with Sleep Token
right now.
Yeah.
What are they like?
So like imagine.
So who are they? Just tell me exactly who they are by name.
The Inbetweeners. If anyone was wondering who they are, what they look like, the singer's like Neil from Inbetweeners. Lovely lad, though. Nice lad. But
which one? Oh wow, really?
Yeah. But he's like him, but much more eloquent.
Eloquent, slightly, you know, quite. He's got a nicer voice, I imagine. Yeah. I'm not a Neil sing.
Yeah.
But are they all right?
Yeah, very professional.
You say that with a smirk because this is their like second tour ever.
Yeah.
How many members of crew do they have? I'm not shitting on it. Before anyone says anything, I'm not shitting on anyone.
More than we've ever had added together.
I just find it. I'm not shitting on anyone. I just find it amazing. The pandemic's fucking changed music. You can be a band out of nowhere and go from nothing. I mean, I know they were around before the pandemic, but you know what I mean? The pandemic was just like everyone sat at home being miserable listening to Sleep Token. So then you can come back out of the pandemic and be like, oh, we need 10 members of crew now.
Yeah.
Fair play. I saw it with Spirit Box and they fucking, you know.
Yeah.
You need that sort of music. You need someone to set off your fucking lights and shit.
Like they do. I mean, especially if you've got to be anonymous, you can't exactly be loading your head off after. See, there it goes.
Their drum tech is my old drum tech.
Josh.
Josh Singh is absolute fucking legend. But I think they make him call him. He's not allowed to call any of them by their names.
Oh.
In case somebody like hears it.
Right.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I've just thrown it. He's gonna probably get fired for that. Yeah. If you're gonna fire people for something like that, don't do stuff like that in the first place.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But like, I get it because it has to do the anonymity. But what we were talking about earlier, imagine if, like you said, you've got to play Rebellion Manchester.
Yeah. And you've got rooms at the back of the room.
You've got to walk through the crowd to go and get yourself a soft drink.
Yeah.
Pop your mask on, come back down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, standing at the merch table, big fat line of people.
Yeah.
With your mask on. Yeah. Oh, shit. No larges. No larges in here, mate.
I wonder if they're gonna, if it's gonna come out. It's got to come out. Like Slipknot came out pretty fucking soon after. Everyone that's tried, like the guy from Ghost. Everyone that's tried to be.
Yeah.
I guess. I think they're trying the very best not to let it come out.
Although I think if you do let it come out, you have to do it like strategically. Like this is what the rappers do. You know, they'll have their.
Oh, my falling off.
They'll have their grand unmasking, but they'll do it in a music video, so it's like. Promotes
like
their,
Slipknot.
Yeah. Oh, did they do theirs in the music video?
Was it?
Before I forget.
Oh, okay. Did the big.
Well, I don't know if you actually see any of the faces in that, do you? Just the master like off in like hung off mic stands and shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Theirs was earlier than that, though. I remember because Kerrang did a big feature, but it's definitely like stuff like that gets leaked.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's just like now you get older and it's like, oh, Kerrang's got the scoop, and then you get older and you realise how press works. It's like, oh, they were just told. They were told, and that's why it's on the front cover.
Yeah.
I mean, if Kerrang offered me £2,000, I'd go into the dressing room live stream today.
Do not threaten me with that. Yeah. Will you do it for a grand? Will you do it for a G? Because I could fucking crowdfund this right now. Is two G's the price?
I don't know. I've got a good relationship with them now, but I think, you know, they should keep the masks on. You know,
what about £2,000 though? Because I could definitely.
You know what? Actually, I take that back. I'm pulling out. You know, I like
pulling out. Nice. What would the fee be for Wilkie? Imagine the press for you guys. It'd actually be awesome. You're not going to lose. any fans. Obviously, you must have some crossover fans, but like, you'd make a little bit of bank.
Yeah,
it would get. There'd be articles everywhere. Oh, yeah,
it'd be better than any of the interviews we've done for the album. Yeah. Like, it'd go further. It'd be on all of the gossip blogs.
Yeah.
It would work. Oh, I'm up to something here. Right, if you join the Patreon, patreon.com/thedownbeat, right? If I get it to £3,000 this month, I will try and give Wilkie enough money to unmask Sleep Token.
I actually joked about it with him yesterday, and it didn't go down very well. So,
The demasking?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was going to take a fit picture with Adam Foster and like spread a rumour that he was the singer of Sleep Token.
Oh, no, see, that's something I'm into. Because I remember there was loads of shit. I don't want to spend the whole podcast talking about fucking Sleep Token. But there was like, oh, I heard it's like one of the guys from the 1975. He's like, no, it's not. Number one, they don't have enough time. Yeah, Number two, who could be asked? Like, I'm in the 1975. Yeah. Can I please play a 500 cap venue? when they were like coming up. Yeah. Although actually, that would probably be quite good if you were in 1975, and you'd wear a mask. So, but maybe it's him. But you say it looks like Neil. So who looks like Neil?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who looks like Neil from the Inbetweeners, and I can just maybe it's Neil, and you're just not telling me, and that's why.
That'd be amazing if it actually was. Can you imagine?
Imagine Neil had that fucking, because the guy's got amazing voice. But he's just like, all right, and then sings fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Is this tour fucking mental?
Yeah, it's quite eye opening for us, to be honest with you. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's Architects are killing it. Rock stars. I had no idea.
Architects, so. Sleep Token, Malev.
Yeah,
that's it. £3,000 bill.
Yeah.
Are you? How long after Doors are you on?
It's been 30 minutes some days, and it's been an hour some days.
Yeah.
But the rooms have been full.
They have. Yeah, yeah. People have been turning up. Early Doors, which is sick. It's like showing a lot of love for us, which is nice. Do you know what I mean? Because we sort of thought it'd be pretty dead.
Arena tour. Do you ever see like Behemoth on the Slipknot tour? Did you see that? Maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And like Behemoth were on like fucking 10 minutes after Doors.
I think Architects have like they told, you know what I mean, they arranged something to make sure that we're on at least an hour or whatever.
Yeah. Which is nice of them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like they do actually care, I think, about like the experience that we're having.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
They fucking vet who comes on the tour as well. Yeah. Like they wouldn't if they weren't into your band, you wouldn't be on the fucking tour.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
That's always cool. Arenas people do that thing when the doors open and they run to the front.
I love it. Yes. I love it.
It's amazing.
Run to the front, buy a shirt later and then put it on straight away. Like people think people are like, oh, that's not cool. It's like to the band, it's the coolest thing on fucking earth.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, especially where we come from, we come, like playing hardcore beatdown shows, used to playing people at the back of the room. The polar massive opposite.
Is there any like hardcore mosh at this?
So I think in Leeds there's probably a bit of moshing like, there and stuff. But
for our first couple of songs where like only the diehard Malev guys are there, and then after that it's just circle pits and shit. But our shows are more like that now anyway, really, particularly in the UK.
Yeah, it's less and less dancing.
Yeah.
But the new record, look at that segue. But I'm about to ruin it.
Yeah.
Which is called what?
Malicious Intent. Has anyone sent it to you yet?
Yeah, I've got it. I've been pumping it at the gym.
Nice.
I can't even remember what I was going to say because I thought I had such a good fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's still pretty beatdown-y. That's what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. You've lightened up on some bits.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like even like the track Malicious Intent.
Yeah.
Which is the first
track. Yeah, it's just, it's like
still has a fucking slam in it.
Yeah.
Like the tempo changes are fucking mental.
Yeah. We'll never stop doing them, I don't think.
No, that's like a sort of the thing like if that we've always done, innit? So I think, like, just trying to be a bit more, like, conscious of the structure when writing the songs has made them... It's not like wasting all your ideas in one go, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think the way we've done it is, like, a bit more conscious, just trying to, like, link it together and make it, like, a bit more of a journey, but still have the bits that... Like, the heavy bits, because, like, we like playing them.
It's fucking like awesome. Hearing them, do you know what I mean? There's, like, I can't think of another band doing the, like, 90s Pantera Machine Head thing that's cool. Yeah. Like, they're all just fucking, just like... But no offence to them, I'm not even going to say, but it's just like, oh, that's like... Yeah, when Pantera was out and Machine Head were out, they were doing it, and they were cool as fuck, and the music was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
But then it sort of, for about 10 years, inspired the least cool music of all time. And then now it's kind of, you guys got a bit of swag about you.
Yeah, yeah. I think that scene's ready for a new generation.
Fucking yeah. As long as you don't spend another 4 years. Yeah. Is there a stipulation in your contract, like, mustn't wait 4 years then? Who writes it? Do you all write it?
He's the riff man. He writes every single one of the riffs, because he's, like, so much better than me and Con. There's, like, no point in us really doing it. But, yeah, like, I write, like, some of the choruses and the lyrics and, like, we talk about how the songs go together, but, you know, you write every single riff, every single...
Yeah, generally just, like, demo all the stuff myself and then... Give it to Charlie, he can write his drum parts, because I've just programmed the drums, but it's just to catch a vibe.
Do you write it all on a computer?
Yeah.
I just demo stuff, you know, at the computer, really, and then just sort of, like, try and figure out what's good, or come back to it a day later and see if I still think it's good or not.
Do you put all the tempo changes in, or do they happen?
Sometimes, it depends, quite a lot of the time, or sometimes when we're doing the vocals and stuff, we'll try and manipulate different parts depending on how they go over the what's being written, do you know what I mean?
Have you got that in mind, or does that come, like, later on?
No, I write with it in mind, because it's like we've always had the fucking Lime Rider tempo track, do you know what I mean? So
that's what I fucking love about it, because we do that in Stray, like, we'll do, here's a chorus, it's 3 BPM faster, like, the breakdown's coming up, let's ramp it up or whatever. But there's other bands, quite a lot of bands that I love.
It's just straight.
It's just straight the whole way through. You know who does it? And I love the band. Cyanosis.
Yeah.
I spoke to Josh about it.
Josh is allergic to fucking tempo changes. I don't know what it is, but he loves Pantera, like, and stuff like that.
Of, like, less than five.
If you give Josh a 173, it'll be fucking sick.
We were literally listening to Cyanosis, like, in the van just before we got here.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I'm fanboying pretty hard, to be honest.
Really? Well, Josh on the tour.
Absolutely love Cyanosis.
What's your favourite Cyanosis record?
Conclusion and Age.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Well, what's yours? I like Edge of the Earth as well, to be fair. I feel like
Edge of the Earth is, like,
I think it's actually my favourite. Better, but the nostalgia of Conclusion of Age is, I think, to be fair, it might be controversial, I think Jamie's vocal is
amazing on it.
I mean, he's an amazing fucking guy. Despite everything I said about Siege of Amida Records earlier. I love Jamie. His vocals are fucking amazing.
In
every band that he's fucking in is fucking amazing. But
yeah, he does.
I mean, to play those riffs and sing it. Like, I remember when Josh was like, "Oh, I'm going to do it." Everyone was like, "What?"
Yeah.
Jamie Graham was singing and playing guitar.
But Josh does that now. But Jamie's out the band or whatever. "Oh, I'm going to do it." And everyone was like, I don't know if you remember, there was a fucking MySpace video, and it was Carl, who was the bassist at the time, and Rob, who was the drummer at the time. Neither of them in the band. Oh, no, it was Bailey and Rob, actually. Mm. And they're at a computer, and they're like, "Oh, Jamie's quit." Like, this was the video. "Oh, Jamie's quit. Oh, what are we going to do?" And then Josh just gets out of bed, puts on these 3D cinema glasses, and goes, "I'll do it." And then it cut to Josh singing Conclusion of an Age and playing guitar. And that was it, and that was, like, the announcement. And I was like, that's so funny. Like, back in the day when you could just get away with just being, like, a laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
To like, this is the announcement, and it's just funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do they still play any of the songs off Conclusion of an Age? And how do they sing the choruses now?
I haven't seen it.
It plays Terrace.
Terrace.
Okay. And I think they might play Conclusion of an Age. But.
Yeah.
But he just fucking does it.
Oh, okay.
Just a fucking.
Wizard.
Just a shredder fucking legend.
Yeah.
Is that. What's your. Is that your main, who's your main influence guitar wise? I would ask you bass, like, but literally, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, no, I don't have one.
It's just how.
Yeah, I don't have one at all. Someone asked me that 2 days on interview. I was like,
Who's your favourite bassist?
Yeah.
I have solidarity for the bassist and just the drummers because no one gives a fuck. But, like, they don't realise. Like, are you in control of the merch?
Yeah.
This man's the mogul, yeah. Right? There's two people in the world.
Yeah.
In the world who. When I've got something cooking for Downbeat, one of you does it first. And it's Malev and it's Drop Dead.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, because I love your shit and I love Drop Dead shit anyway, it's like, okay, well, I'm on the right fucking path. But we always have very fucking similar ideas and you'll put something out and I was like, that's in my fucking drafts. I was going to fucking do that when you did the pizza one.
I
had it fucking in there.
Oh, mate, you can do it again. Everyone's done one like that, you know.
The fucking the football shirt. I like everyone being different. Drop Dead's the worst because they've got the force to be able to like, well, I want to do this. Let's fucking... Can I get a sample of this and then get it fucking tomorrow?
Yeah.
But their shit, their anime shit, I had like three designs already done and paid for, and then Drop Dead was just like came out with that Rival Schools thing, and I was like, I'm just gonna like drop their clones, so I just can the whole thing.
Oh really?
And then like that Drop Dead Neutrals thing. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah, like yeah, the beige tracksuits.
Yeah, there's a bunch of fucking samples over there because that was happening for the fucking Downbeat, and then and then they come out of it. I mean, we're all just ripping off Fear of God, but it doesn't. It's the same fucking thing. So, bassist, no one cares about bass.
No.
Care about you, though.
I don't go and watch videos of bassists playing on YouTube.
I can't imagine you doing that. Like,
no,
sat
I don't
there
ever
just
do
like,
that.
Oh, is this
I make all the merch and I put a lot of graft into it, you know, as you do as well. But you have to. It's hard. You know what I mean? It's hard out here. Like,
it fucking is. And that's where the money comes from. And it's also like. It's literally just it's how we make money.
Yeah. I mean, also you could express yourself creatively that way as well. You know what I mean?
Love doing it?
I do. And like honestly, when I have a day where I sell a load of merch, I feel like I'm on drugs. You know, you're like, put something online.
This is it.
It's just like, ding, 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 ding. Do you have the Shopify app on your phone? Oh, you don't. I know you don't have Shopify, do you?
I've got like a built-in thing, so I do get it, and I do the drops, and I see it, and you know, it's exactly that, and then. So I wake up and I like plan a drop and I look at the orders and I do whatever and then when the drop, pops off, it's like I want, and I go mental like, because I get the dopamine release. I want to fuck everything. I want to do loads of fucking coke. I want to just fucking, like a proper go into American Psycho mode. Please buy a t-shirt.
People are going to be like fucking capitalists.
Yeah, it's like...
I can't help it. I get a ding. I have a notification every time we make a sale. It makes a noise. And then like some days my girlfriend's like, turn it off.
What's the noise? Fucking way. Put your phone on loud.
Okay, I will do.
I want to see if one comes
through.
That's
like built in on Shopify, so.
Yeah. We'll see if it comes.
Hey, if you're listening, no, it's not live, is it? Oh, I was going to say, someone buy something now and make the sound.
I mean, I'll tweet that out right now while we do this.
Please, someone buy something. I think the cheapest thing is a sticker for £2.
I'm going to say, can someone buy something from Malevolence Riff merch store right now? It's for a podcast.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice. We'll get you up as a set on a 10%. Commission code.
Oi, imagine if you sell like fucking 20 shirts now. There's not going to be one, is there?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. I have said. Can someone buy something?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Notifications.
Can someone buy something from 11th Rift merch store right now? It's for a podcast. Thanks. We'll shout you out. Nice. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll get
and you have to leave them on even if it just pops up. Imagine if it doesn't, I'll just look like a nobody. Oh, he buys his followers. He buys his fucking followers. I got sidetracked. Wait, this is a little. I don't want to show these people this. This is a fucking godsend, this book.
Oh, wow. So, is this the Pantones then?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Next to your fucking computer and you go, I've got a shirt nice blank colours. That's that colour. I want to fucking.
Yeah, very cool. Very
I'll
cool.
See that. I'll tell.
Yeah.
Real ones, but you can't see that.
That's it.
I'll go on to merch without talking about...
No, it's all good. I know you like the merch.
What's your guitar? top one? Give me a top one?
Top one.
Who's your top one?
It's obviously Dimebag, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, obviously.
It's controversial, maybe, these days. Well, his band is, maybe. But
I think he's all right.
Nah, yeah. I'm... I'm campaigning to separate the band from the people in it, I think. Do you know what I mean? The music
Isn't it weird? Because I have this conversation quite a lot, obviously, because my band's super fucking political. But, like, I think now with, like, the cancelling shit, which, you know, sometimes, obviously you can't go around fucking Zig Heiling. That's a big no-no. You can't fucking do it. But what seems to happen is unless you're fucking kids, you just wait.
And then
everyone goes, this person's back. And everyone goes, oh, is that all right? And everyone goes, I guess so. So it's just, I don't know.
Everyone just
sit it out.
Yeah. You just gotta wait.
Everyone just fucking sit it out. Not saying that's the right thing, but hey, just fucking sit it out. Yeah. That ruined. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It ruined it for me. Might not have ruined it for everyone else. I don't care. Everyone seems to forgive everyone. Don't bang kids.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
That's it. That's my advice as a musician. Yeah. We got a bit serious there. Trigger warning. A retrospective trigger warning. Let's talk about something else.
So what about you, Craig? Can we have a Craig Reynolds timeline? Like of your projects? Are we allowed to hear one of those?
Because it's not my podcast, is it? But
yeah. But I mean, you know, you're far more well known than certainly me.
I don't think so. So what about
it was Viatrophy, and then it was the Heart Machine with Jamie Graham in.
He was in that. I forgot he was in that.
This was in our group chat this morning. We were like, who was in the Heart Machine? Because the Heart Machine is like the weather thing, right?
That band fucking. That band was one guy. Yeah. And he hired me and Jamie Graham as session musicians. Jamie Graham and him had an argument, he quit. Me and him had an argument, I quit. But I recorded the record. I literally engineered the record, played the drums on the record.
Oh, really sick.
Then had a big falling out, which I'm not going to go into because I don't want to give them any press, because it's a band that's been going for as long as we have.
Yeah.
One album in 10 years. Like, I'm giving you fucking shit for 4 years. I think it's one album in...
Are they actually still going?
11 years, apparently, yeah.
Heart Machine's still going?
Oh, right. Mate, just pop it into fucking YouTube and have just have a little listen. Because I helped with the, you know, the fucking making the guitarist music listenable. Because programming drums or whatever. And then I quit, and then they made it look like Alex Ruding had played drums on the album. They faked like a studio documentary.
Really?
So it looked like he was doing it. So everyone thinks he played on that. But if you were one of the six people that bought a CD and you go into the credits, you can see that it was me. So I fucked that off. In fact, before that, I was in Dead Swans for a bit.
Were you?
Oh, nice. Yeah, fair play.
Like 2 years.
Sick.
Oh, but again, they didn't want to put out another record. So it's just like, everyone's just like, you know... You do have to make music. To be a musician, you have to make some music. Yeah. Then I did Heart Machine, and then I did
BWP.
Mm-hmm. Did one record with BWP and
Blue One.
Yeah, and he fucked it. The mix is so bad. Like, and he was like, so it was so. The guy that was engineered it, it was a nice enough bloke, was just like, oh, I really want this to be really fucking natural or whatever, and it was like at a time when everyone was not doing natural, and we were just like, okay, whatever,
yeah
write the songs. Kurt Ballou mixed it, refused to take the gate off the snare drum, and I was like, I kept doing the mix notes, just like, oh, the snare drum is insanely gated, like you can't hear any, like my whole thing is fucking ghost notes and all that bullshit. I'm trying to like bring a little bit of something into hardcore, and then he just kept refusing to do that. And then he turned around and was like, I don't really know what's going on with these vocals. I don't want to do it. So can I just can I just mix this instrumental and then you guys get the vocals mixed and master it somewhere else? And we were like, well, are you telling us that you want to do? Are you asking if we can do that? Or are you telling us? And he was like, oh, that's what's happening. And we were like, okay, you get it back. It sounds like a Kurt Ballou record, but the combination of him not giving a fuck was just like, that record sounds terrible. And then, so that bummed me out. So what? When I get bummed out, I just quit the band. I do it all the time. That bummed me out. Ah, I'm out. Fuck this. Because then that's a two-way street, because then I get out of the situation, and then at the same time, the band can blame all of that on me. So, yeah. So it's win-win because I don't give a fuck. It's like, yeah, oh, yeah, he joined and he fucking did well. Okay.
So I'll take just to,
yeah,
just
to I don't give a shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then I taught drums, just teaching drums for like 3 years. And I made like more money than I've ever made from music, from just teaching.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Stray asked me to join and I said no because I'm fucking cleaning up. And then they said, oh, can you help us out with one tour and we'll pay you whatever you're missing out on at home.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I did one tour and it was so much fucking fun. And they were just like, do you want to join? And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's fair it. Enough. That's sick, yeah.
Kicked all my fucking drum students off. Nah, fuck you. Sorry. No, I actually I tried to do both for the longest time, but they were just like, I'd go on tour for 3 months, come back, and then none of them are practicing. It was just not fair on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same.
That's it. That's my timeline. Yeah. My episode of the podcast.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Right, May 20th. How many singles you had? How many you got left?
There's three.
Three out of the minute.
There's three and there's a fourth coming out.
Which one's the one that you filmed outdoors?
On Broken Glass.
Oh, in the yard, like the outdoor one.
Yeah,
that video is fucking so sick.
Yeah.
That's my favourite video I've ever made.
Yeah, I think that was a good one.
It's quite an organic video in the sense that like we were having a really, really good time. Yeah, it wasn't like a video shoot. Yeah, I mean, we had four, like 200 guest list in the yard in Sheffield just partying.
It looks it just it sums up like a Malev show. That song's pretty. Does everyone like it? No, I'm just checking because it's probably the most singy.
Yeah. It's not the most singy actually, but did you hear it?
Oh, please? There it was!
Yeah.
I hope they might pick that up.
No, it's the most singy of your singles.
Yeah, it is the most singy. Now, I think Con's vocals, like some people don't like them and some people really love them. Like some of our like old fans are like, nah, it's fucking
not
you don't like
down.
The singing, not enough breakdowns nerdy.
You had that on Self-Supremacy.
No, we've had songs with just clean vocals in from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Like on our first record, Turn to Stone, we've got a 7-minute ballad on that. So that's something that we've always done.
That's the Cemetery Gates coming out.
Yeah. We've always done that, but combining it with the heavy stuff is a little bit newer.
It in like an organic way where it's not just another metalcore song.
I fucking hate metalcore. Yeah. So I'm in a metalcore band. I fucking can't stand it. This is my thing, and I say it all the fucking time. I don't hate metalcore. I just loved because when I say I hate metalcore, everyone's like, "You're in a metalcore band."
Yeah.
I love Architects. I love what they've done. I hate every band that sounds like Architects.
Yeah.
Because I've already got Architects.
Yeah.
And also, Sam's voice, indistinguishable from anyone else. You can't fucking do it.
It's incredible.
That's my only criteria with any heavy music, is. Does the vocalist sound different to anyone else? So and everyone's like, you're in a metalcore band. I was like, give me another band. Don't say Rage Against the Machine. Give me another band. Give me another band that sounds like Drew.
Yeah.
Like fucking no one. That's why I love Stray before, even in the fucking band. Like you guys, that singing, that's like 90s fucking, 90s Pantera singing. No one's been fucking doing it at all. It's nothing like.
Yeah.
Any other person in metalcore.
Yeah.
Con's definitely got like his own style. I guess obviously it is reminiscent of like stuff like Pantera, but there's not really anyone else doing it.
Yeah.
He's doing it, do you know what I mean?
He hates singing as well.
Well, he has to do it.
Yeah, he has to.
I'm sorry, he has to do it. You can't get rid of that now.
Because
it's fucking different. Every other metal, fucking knock loose.
Yeah.
Counts as metalcore. Brian is the fucking best.
Yeah.
No one sounds like him.
Yeah.
And I'm actually annoyed that no one's really ripping him off, because I could actually probably do a couple. Give me another knock loose. Give me another little yappy man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it works really well with like how heavy and low tune the music is. But he's like, it's quite different, because I think if his vocals were like super low and growly, it'd
be
like
similar
it'd
to a lot of other people.
I fucking hate it. The As I Lay Dying.
Yeah.
I absolutely miss me with it.
Yeah.
And so I get it, at the time everyone loved it, but it's just like, and then every band came out, it sounds exactly the fucking same.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
I don't care so much. Yeah. And I get in trouble for saying that, but it's just like, just do something original.
Yeah.
So easy. All you do, write a list. Here's what everyone's doing. What can we put on that side of the list?
Yeah.
It's just something else. Like even like Spirit Box. If you take Courtney away from Spirit Box, and this is not to fucking shit on them, you could put Sam on it and go, look, that's Architects. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Wait, yeah. So with a lot of it, maybe not the like the really fucking ballady shit, but then you put Courtney on it, it's like, okay, this band's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's different.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, yeah. I've shit on everyone. What's your favourite track on your own record?
Probably the ballad, Higher Place. I think that's probably the best song we've ever made.
That's not
public.
It's not out yet. I think that's... In fact, the video will be coming out in a few, 3 or 4 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's like
Have you heard that one? I mean, do you like our soft ones?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, yeah.
So, and I think it's probably... That's why I was like, do people like this? Because it's like that... On Broken Glass is like a toe dipper because it's as far as I'm aware from your other singles, it's got the most amount of singing in it.
Yeah.
Followed by Self Supremacy. Self Supremacy.
There's not that much singing on that.
That had the first reveal. Okay.
The mix up. Yeah. Spurs of the vocals. Yeah, I think.
Did that divide people when that happened? Because when I heard that, I was like, this is the best thing I've ever heard.
I think The Other Side was the one that we had got the most stick about the singing. You know, do you know
EP,
that one?
Yeah.
So that's like the ballad on there.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everyone was writing in the comments like, oh, this fucking sounds like Creed. And I'd never heard of any of these bands, so I checked Creed out and they're fucking amazing. So I was like, yeah, all right, sweet. We sound like these guys. Sick.
Yeah, I'm down for that, to be honest. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You can't fucking do anything different without people being annoyed.
Someone's always going to relate it to
something. Particularly in metal. Like, in metal, people want to hear 12 of the same song on an album. But like, you listen to, you put a Drake album on, he's got Afro beats on there, he's got a dancehall song, he's got a rap song, he's got one where he's just talking, he's got an R&B tune. Like,
he doesn't get fucking heat
for it.
No one
cares. Yeah. Then he's got the pop commercial chart song. Yeah, no one cares.
I'm not saying it.
I mean, I don't want to listen to 12 blast beats, 12 songs of just blast. I love blast beats, I love shredding, all of that, but there has to be something in the mix there.
Yeah,
I'm the same. I'm absolutely
you need to, like, get
same.
In the mix, innit? Yeah. Like, mix it, take like, it on a journey, do you know what I mean?
One or two songs that are just a little bit different.
Yeah, 100%.
The, it's weird you say that about the Drake thing, because, and just hip hop in general, like, why, do you reckon it's just metalheads? Don't want to slag metalheads off, because we all rely on them buying merchandise. Yeah. But, like, the elitism.
Yeah.
I saw that actually when the Travis Scott thing happened. I saw a lot of, this wouldn't have happened at one of our shows, like a metal thing. It's like, well, actually, it fucking has. Pearl Jam, Limp Bizkit, like people die. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's a security issue at the end of the day. Yeah, it's not any of the fucking artists' fault. Yeah. Justice for Travis Scott. I'm not saying he's not at fault there. I'm just saying, like, it was crazy to see the hate from the metal community of, this would never happen at our show. But it's like, have you been to a Strafe in the Bath show? How many times has Drew said, get on the stage?
Yeah.
How many
times
has fucking Alex said, get on the fucking stage?
Yeah.
Get on the stage, jump off.
Yeah.
Man, there was days back in the day where fucking Viatry would be like, turn to the person next to you and punch them square in the face. Like a really super violent mosh call. And it's like now, like, The difference was none of our bands were big enough for anyone to care or anything seriously bad to happen because it could have done. It fucking Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, that kid stage diving and he got in fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder with that, with today's climate, I sound like one of those cancel culture people now. I'm not. but like, I wonder if Randy did that. Oh, that happened to Randy today. If anyone is living under a fucking rock, Randy Blythe, a kid stage dived in somewhere in Eastern Europe.
It was
Bulgaria or something.
Poland?
Why not? We're sounding pretty ignorant now.
Yeah, we are.
Somewhere in Eastern Europe. And a kid stage dived and died? Yeah, died.
Yeah.
And then the next time they went back to that country, he got arrested at the airport, I think it was, and then he was in jail for a bit. Well, I wonder if that happened now, if the internet would be going mental, like, he shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have. What do you want at a gig? You want to stand there like this and go, sleep token are good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't fucking leave it. I can't not talk shit. I'm really sorry. That was the first band in my head I thought, what would be a band where everyone stood still but enjoying themselves?
I mean, it's good for shows to be safe, but a little bit of danger goes a long way. I mean, I remember seeing BWP and just getting both my nose like bleeding, black eyes instantly. I was 18 years old. I was like, this is sick.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, just one crowd killer, right? So everyone knows, yeah. Right, I want to keep away from that guy.
Yeah.
But still, at the same time, ooh, I'm on edge.
Yeah. I think it really depends on your environment. If you're at a desolated show and like you're complaining, then it's like, what on earth do you possibly expect? But if you're going to go and slide moshing like that to architects, then you're a bit of a wanker,
yeah,
really,
exactly,
aren't you?
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah. Read the room.
Yeah.
What's the crossover with Desolated and Malev?
Charlie plays drums in them.
Is that it? What's Malev LTD?
We toured together a lot, like when we first came out.
Yeah.
Now it's all completely different guys in Desolated.
The whole band's different.
Bar two of them.
Bar two of them,
and Charlie plays drums in them, but kind of not, because they're in the USA right now, and he's not.
Right.
Yeah, so that's about it, really.
Who was the Desolator?
Oh, Ben Spencer. He's a jeweller in Doncaster now. I think it's Precision Jewellery. Shout out to Precision Jewellery. Sells Rolexes and stuff.
You want a little fake? That's a plug. Yeah. That's a plug there. I'm going to need a little discount. What a great career path.
Who was he?
What did he do?
He's the Mascot Mosher.
Mascot Mosher, yeah, that's what I remember, like, the Desolator.
At one point, he even got into Kerrang and like they wrote a little thing about him.
About the Desolator,
Desolator, which is pretty funny.
I think that's when that term was coined, in Kerrang, I think. Yeah, but he was always being at gigs. He used to put shows on. Like,
yeah, I remember him. I remember exactly what he looks like. Yeah. Now he's flogging watches. In my head, I've got Uncut Gems. Uncut Gems vibe, but he's listening to Desolated.
Yeah.
So what's Malev LTD?
That's our label right now and our merch store, basically. And
what is it, Nuclear Blast?
We pressed our own ourselves. Our own vinyl.
This is the brains.
Yeah.
Of the organisation right here. And fucking smart.
When we were actually independent.
That hat, sorry.
Oh, yeah, do you like it? Yeah.
Corduroy?
Yeah, yeah. Beachfield Blanks, I'll send you a link. Yeah.
Right. I was just about to leak my supplier. No.
Yeah. So when we did the last record, we actually had Nuclear Blast doing the digital distribution, you know, the Blood Blast, whatever it's called, and they helped us get on all the cool Spotify playlists, which are apparently where it's all at now.
Yeah, it's where it's all at, but it's also where a weird capitalism is going fucking crazy and that shit.
Yeah.
I've seen people... Yeah. Being asked to waive their royalties in exchange for being playlisted.
Right, okay.
Which is a crazy thing, but when you look at like the editorial playlist at Spotify, the amount of that you get on one of those big ones, you know what it's like. If you look in your Spotify for artists, some of our songs that get editorial playlisted, you look at it and it's like 20% of the streams.
Yeah.
So it's like... Do you? A lot of people are like, this is fucking, you know, this is the worst thing ever. And I'm like, on paper, yes, this is the worst thing ever. But.
We are reaching new people.
20%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
20% of a million is fucking 200,000. Like, that's 200,000 possible. I'm in merch mode. 200,000 possible t-shirt sales.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, that's.
On principle, I definitely disagree with it. Especially if it becomes oversaturated, and then really that could be leading itself to you don't get paid anything for streaming, which is fucking crazy because the guy that owns it's a fucking billionaire. But
it's all Spotify monthly listeners now. That's what everyone's talking about. Ooh.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Oh yeah, we need to get it up. How many have they got?
Look how many you've got right now. Is that good, really?
I think it's pretty meaningless. I see bands that have loads of them playing to the Snooty Fox in Wakefield to seven people. I think
it can be juiced up as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get juiced up by one song getting playlisted, or there's another thing where you get featured on someone else's thing. It juices your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm looking at yours.
Little loopholes.
I don't really follow the numbers too much.
Yours are good.
Are they good? Are they? Yeah.
Yours are good. I'm going to look at ours.
I think they've gone up. Let's see.
We have between. We have literally 1,000 different.
Oh, okay. And you've just put new music out.
And
I
love both of our bands. So that's fucking cool. Yeah. Basically, all the coolest bands have that many listeners.
How many? Did you say how many of those?
155K.
Oh, okay.
Not
bad, is it?
Which is, you know, it's not too little to be playing the Snooty Fox. It's not too many of your mainstream sellouts. Yeah. I will sell out.
Yeah.
I will sell out. Just give me a little bit of fucking money and I'll sell out.
Yeah.
I got like a section. that I want to get onto.
Okay.
Off the podcast. But why? Do my job for me. You got it. May 20th.
Yeah.
Malicious Intent is out May the 20th. What else are we doing? We've got loads of gigs going on.
Yeah,
going on our Instagram.
What are you doing after Architects?
So we're going to Malta. Yeah, we bring the horizon.
Motherfuckers. I want someone so much to just invite me to do a podcast there or do some podcasts. Yeah. I want to go to Malta.
Why are you not DJing there? Yeah. You should be doing
stop doing DJ
shit. Okay, I think we're DJing
there.
We're doing
DJs there.
That's
going to be sick.
I stopped doing it because when bands do it, it's fine. After the thing. And I've got friends like Zoe London and stuff that are actual fucking DJs. But then there's a different culture, especially with men, who are they're just known for being DJs.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
And they're all losers.
And
I just don't want to be put in there. Not all of them. If you're my friend, then we talk about this. I'm not talking about you. I just don't want to. It's weird. The podcaster to DJ to loser arc. Really fucking it's a really small steps to go to those. I'm like, I'd rather stay here for you want to give me 200 quid. And it's I enjoyed fucking doing it, but when the flyer comes out and it's you on it, I'm like, oh, that sucks. That fucking sucks.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Also, the problem with DJing rock nights is you basically just have to play
Linkin
Park. You know, you have to play the songs that people know. Otherwise, just everyone leaves.
Yeah.
So, honestly, we'd love to go on there, do bassline, garage, get on the mic, whatever. But,
oh my god, listen, Malev garage.
If we do that, bring the horizon, Malta. Whatever.
You got bars. You look like you got bars.
Yeah.
You actually?
I'm retired. Me and Charlie used to dip our toes in. Only in the live setting, not really on YouTube or anything. There was a freestyle once in Slovenia. Yeah.
Is that on YouTube?
It's private on YouTube. I think. But it did get out once.
It did get out. Yeah, we're on Facebook or something
like that. Yeah, this is 2015, I think, around then. But yeah, you're quite restricted to just playing crowd pleasers at DJ and rock events, so you just kind of just go there and play Hatebreed or something, and then
I tried to do mashup stuff, so I did Nine Inch Nails and Ash Nico, and no one got either of the bands. Yeah. So I was okay. Well, I spent ages fucking mashing this up, and no one liked it, and I did Rammstein into RuPaul's Drag Race, and just mashed a bunch of shit up, and everyone was like, "Fuck is this? Why you bring me in the horizon?" I was like, okay. I'm 35. Right? I'm off. Yeah. I'm fucking off. Right, so you got Malta Weekender.
We went to Malta, then we got Download after that.
Is it Download?
Then we're going to the USA with the Acacia Strain.
I saw that. That lineup's fucking amazing. When is that? When are you doing it?
Well, we got this mental weekend where we're doing Yerra on Air. Then you know that one in the Netherlands.
Yeah, love it.
Sick festival. Then we're doing
Play on Tap. Fucking
then we're doing With Full Force, and then we're going to America, and then we're coming straight back for Knotfest. We're gone for ages, 5 years.
Yeah. Are you doing the Finnish Knotfest, Finland one?
No, we're doing the German one.
I think I was gonna. That's when I'm in America.
What are you going to be doing in America?
Just leaked the tour. It's not out yet. I'll be in America in August. Not going to tell you who with because I'll get in so much trouble.
Yeah.
I'm just looking if I'm in America when you're in America.
Yeah, I think
is that your first time over there?
No, we went in 2016 with Kublai Khan and Jesus Peace.
And that's the only time.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever been. And the funny thing is, if that lineup came back round now.
It'd be sick.
It'd be not to say it wasn't sick then.
Kubrick Khan is so fucking good.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Wicked. Good lads as well.
Big fan of the band.
Yeah,
we did a US tour with them and we did Australia with them. Just about my favourite hardcore band right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Sweethearts.
Yeah.
Sweethearts for such an angry thing. I'm looking at, I want to see if we.
To be fair, that Acacia Strain tour is 2 weeks or something?
2 weeks. Oh yeah, then
we're gonna do
some more of our headline shows on just to sort of fill it out. But
17th of July, you end.
Yeah, but I think we're gonna be staying out there till around another 10 to 12. I haven't even seen the dates yet.
I wonder. Send me those dates when you get them because I'll just leak this fucking tour. I go on tour on August the 4th, but I want to go out early and just fucking hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to see if you're anywhere that I need to be. And I'll just come out and hang out.
August the 4th. Yeah, we'll probably be around somewhere.
I don't even know when Knotfest is, to be honest.
It's 31st of July, that one.
Who's headlining?
Slipknot.
Yeah, but yeah. Who else? Obviously they are, but who else?
Ghost Mane, which is a bit of a wild card.
Is it Slipknot Ghost Mane?
Slipknot Ghost Mane, In Flames, Cattle Decapitation.
I think he's a bit further down. Yeah,
they usually have like a big headliner, and then Slipknot's obviously the fucking dessert.
Yeah, is it In Flames? Like below, I think there's only about five bands in it.
Right, okay.
It's not the full thing.
I should probably know because this will go out on Knotfest. So.
Yeah.
Should have known that. Yeah. Why don't you pay me some money and then I'll do it? why don't you give me some money? Yeah. You give me some money. I'm getting my own fucking money here. Someone needs to give me some. Anyway, who's on it?
I can't find out. I've got a signal in your house.
Speaking of festivals.
There'll be enough people there anyway.
Speaking of festivals, yeah, fine. Yeah. So, yeah, fine. Slipknot sell the tickets.
Yeah.
Who are they? We might see behind the mask of Slipknot.
Yeah.
Right, so speaking of festivals, I've got a thing that I do when I can remember to do it. So,
yeah.
It's Dream Festival. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Dream Festival. I call it Goth Menu, right? So... What it is, we need to know. I don't even know the rules, I keep forgetting them. But what I need to know is like, so you're building your dream festival. I guess you could do it together, because otherwise we'll be here all fucking day. So the idea is that we have a conversation about the things that come up, if it's funny and entertaining. So where is it, you've got to do, where is it getting, like where are you having the festival? It doesn't have, it could be an all day, or it could be a fucking outdoors, whatever your favorite shit is, whatever, maybe your favorite festival you've ever done. Then we'll go from there and we'll go. So where is it includes what country?
Okay.
So this is your dream festival. I'm going to give you some examples. Will Putney's was Australia, outdoors, two massive stages, but we'll get onto the other elements of it. Everyone's drinking fizzy water. There was Nine Inch Nails on one stage, Metallica on the other stage, and they had to flip-flop. One song per band, and the other band. So Trent Reznor's waiting for Metallica to finish, and Metallica were playing "And Justice for All,"
nice,
but with the bass turned up twice as loud, and the Saint Anger snare, and everyone in the crowd had a dog. It can go. It's your wildest dreams. So let's start with country venue.
It's got to be the Mediterranean, hasn't it? It's got to be
What have you been?
Never
played a gig there, have we?
But yeah, I'm sure.
What's your reason for Ibiza? So you can go to a club afterwards?
Just because it's nice and warm and, you know, there's a nice clear water.
It definitely
so we're at beach,
wouldn't it?
So we're like beach.
On the beach. It's got to be a beach vibe, 100%. You know.
So it's like on Broken Glass video, but we're at a beach.
On Broken Glass, but in Bali. Bali would be nice. Bali would be nice. There's a little bit too much traffic there, but other than that, you know.
Have you done Bali?
No, we toured Southeast Asia, but we didn't play in Bali, but we went there on the way home from Australia because you can fly there for like 70 quid.
Where did you go? Just fucking partied and went on Kuta Beach?
We went to
the monkey place where they nick all your shit.
We did all of that
stuff. Just beach bars.
The beach club there would be pretty nice. You know, some pools. Well, Bobak were there, weren't he, from there? I think there isn't enough seating as well at festivals these days. I like to sit down and watch a band, to be honest with you. You know, like slightly raised. So imagine, pool at the bottom, tier around the edge.
So it's a pool. It's not
a swimming pool there.
It's in a hotel.
Yeah, it's a resort. It's a resort.
Okay.
A nice
There's
one.
A beach.
Bali resort. Next to it, beach
Bali
next
resort,
to it.
On the beach. Sunset.
Amphitheatre seating.
Yeah.
With pool at the bottom.
Yeah.
Can you stage dive into the pool? Yes. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah.
Table service as well.
Table service
with food options, nice balcony. I don't really know about the line.
Is there no moshing?
No, there's a separate area for moshing. There's a designated area for moshing.
A designated mosh area. So stage, pool, designated mosh area, so people can mosh in and out of the pool. Several, this is fucking awesome.
Several designated mosh areas. So you know, like when you go swimming, there's the fast lane, the slow lane, the whatever.
The crowd killing.
So you've got the dancing area, you've got the circle pit area, and you've got the bang headbanging area.
Love it.
And then you have the table service, so the VIP.
Table series, VIP, like a strip club.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Michelin star food on deck, you know, nice small plates.
In Bali, that's gonna be tough.
Yeah,
no offense. No offense, Bali, but
like
I've
a
been
fiver
there.
In Bali, Michelin, something like that.
Mushrooms as well in Bali.
Oh yeah.
Don't tell the police because you're going to jail forever. Oh no, it's mushrooms that are illegal in Bali, but everything else. The people that sell you the mushrooms go, "You want cocaine?" And then in Fortnite, you say yes, and then. They just come back with the police and then you go to jail.
Yeah.
Okay, and then amphitheatre seating. Okay, so we've got location.
Okay.
before we get onto the bands, so you've actually answered the food and drink.
Okay.
Is already done.
Yeah.
So it's bottle service.
Yeah.
Michelin star, VIP stripper seating, strip club styles.
Yeah.
I'm not putting chauvinistic words into Malevolence's mouth. No, doesn't matter. Amphitheatre style seating. Okay, who's headlining?
I don't really like that many good bands. So like,
doesn't have to be a good band.
The ones I like
there's a lot of headliners that are bad.
Yeah.
You can decide on the headliner.
It's your dream festival, and you're not thinking about ticket sales. You're thinking about what you want to watch.
I suppose if it was on a beach, it probably wouldn't be metal.
Nah, we'd have some metal.
The headliner. Yeah. I don't know.
What's the band that you would most like to watch from a VIP bottle service? And Malev's playing, by the way. So,
oh, okay, we're playing.
So you wanna think about it, right, supporting?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to say Pantera, but it's probably not feasible as two of them are dead. But is that allowed to happen?
I don't think it's feasible for everyone in the crowd to have a fucking dog. I reckon I can give you Pantera.
Yeah, fair.
I reckon I can
holographic.
We can do. Perfect hologram of Pantera. I reckon I can bend the rules to that.
Headline. Yeah.
Is Phil there, or is he also a hologram?
It's a hologram of the massive show in Russia. Do you know, is it like 91 or whatever it was?
Someone die in that one as well.
I think there's loads of people
big fucking
around
and stuff.
10 million people there or something.
Okay, so it's a perfect hologram. So we don't even have Phil in the.
We don't
vicinity.
Need him, do we?
Hologram Pantera. Okay, in this Bali resort, Malev's obviously playing.
We've got some rappers.
Yeah.
I mean, like
massive conflict.
Yeah. Well, is Drake headlining, or we got the Pantera? Oh, okay, so we got
Drake supporting us.
We've got that. Okay, so we got Malev headlining.
Yeah, Malev's headlining. Yeah. 60 minutes.
Supported by Drake.
60 minutes.
60 minutes there. Poor old Charlie. Supported by Drake. And then you've got...
Oh, is Drake on the after party?
Drake's
on
the... We've got to go for after party. So do you want to save Drake for after party?
Or you want
You want Drake to support you?
I'd like him to support us.
Okay, so we can think about the after party in a minute. So we've got Malev headlining. We've got Drake. You've got a holographic... Pantera from
Russia 1991.
Moscow 1991. Without the police.
Yeah, without the police.
We've got to have Hatebreed in there, either doing Perseverance or Satisfaction.
Yeah.
One of those two.
Well, you could have both.
Or both, yeah. Okay, like one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Hatebreed's like archive set.
Yeah.
And then you've got to have who's headlining a smaller stage. So this is a band that you're into who's smaller than Malevolence is my idea here.
Gridiron. Do you know Gridiron?
Gridiron.
I love Gridiron. That's at the moment. I'd love to see them.
New favourite in the camp.
Where are they from?
Don't know. Like somewhere in America, the East Coast somewhere.
Of America. Are they Philly? Am I making
probably,
it up?
Probably from there. It's like rap metal, but like done in a way that's like really cheesy, but also like not lame. I don't know, you might not like them.
I've heard them before. Gridiron.
Gridiron, they just got a new record out.
Yeah, it's good.
I've seen the artwork as well. It's all just fucking clad. Look
it's
at the red
ignorant.
New York Knicks fucking top on.
Yeah.
Split across the states of Michigan and Pennsylvania. Yeah, I think some of them are from Philly.
Mm. Yeah, they could definitely headline a stage.
They can headline a stage. We'll have Rough Justice on, you know, just get
get the
lads involved.
Get the boys out, yeah, they'll be there anyway.
And Sleep Token have to play, but without the masks.
Nice! Big reveal, big Sleep Token reveal. After Drake.
Yeah. After Drake, then you have the Sleep Token reveal, yeah.
You've got the Sleep Token reveal, but they don't play.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm putting words in your mouth. They come on stage just to be demasked.
Yeah.
And then, we like Sleep Token, shut up.
Yeah.
It's just funny, if you're going to do that, expect some... funny
yeah. Yeah, of course.
So they get demasked and then Malev start. That's your intro music.
Yeah.
It's as if Sleep Token are about to play, but then you just go boomf.
Yeah.
And then ring out.
Yeah.
ring out and then go. Alright, and then what's your after party? After all this?
Is it the same location? I guess it's or
you
maybe
do whatever
we'll move
you want.
It onto the beach.
You could do whatever you want. Will Putney said after the show we immediately get in on a plane, which I'm driving, flying.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember where we flew to. We flew somewhere else. So you could do whatever you want. It's a dream.
That sounds like a good
deal. None of this is actually going to happen. So you can do whatever you want.
How long did Will Putney have to like think of this? Did you give him a briefing like a week before and he came with... He did it all on the spot?
I like to do it on the fly. But now I'm hoping if I remember to do it, then this will become a constant feature and people might rethink.
Yeah, fair enough. Because I thought you did the one where you say like, okay, so you go to your girlfriend's house for dinner.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. I forget about that. We can do that one in a minute.
You've been thinking about that.
We can do that one in a minute.
I haven't actually thought about that, but I just remembered that you do that one.
I actually was in my head to do that, and then we started talking about something else. The goat whore, when you said the goat whore thing.
I was literally
about to open my mouth and talk about it, and then we started talking about something else. Yeah. What are you doing for the after party?
Probably us going back to back. Probably us on the decks, on a boat. Like, after, you know, we go out into the sunset. This is a daytime party, by the way. So, like, the headliner's on at, like, 5, right? And then as soon as it finishes, straight onto the yacht.
Yeah.
Like, straight out into the
big
ocean.
Big fucking yacht.
Straight out to the ocean. Load of jet skis for everyone. Like, so you can fucking, you can be whizzing
Desolator
around.
Desolator there, giving out what?
Yeah.
Everyone gets a little fucking Rolex fucking bag. Yeah. Gift bag from the Desolator.
Yeah. So straight onto the yacht, where we have several DJs play.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly 140 Sheffield bassline for at least 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Minimum of 30 minutes just for us.
What's Sheffield bassline?
So Niche. You heard of the genre Niche? So there was a nightclub called Niche in Sheffield in the 90s to 2000s, and they basically spawned bassline, which came from Speed Garage. So it's like 140 BPM, and it doesn't really exist like that anymore. So yeah, that's how it came about, but it did originate
quite, like,
in Sheffield.
Local to where we're from.
Okay, who's Sheffield? Who used to really be into pills then? Oh, it doesn't matter, you don't have to answer. Oh man, I reckon everyone. Yeah, I was fucking mad for it. You could just see it in my face these days. You could just say, I can imagine that guy going in.
Yeah, it fucking happened.
Yeah.
So we've got at least 30
Get a pill testing kit. If you're going to do it, I'm not going to tell you not to do it, just get a kit.
And then, you know, maybe a nice bit of R&B soul as well while the sun's setting.
And you're DJing this or you're hanging out?
No. Then, like, some people come out.
You're working overdrive.
Yeah, some people come out, like, I don't know. It'd be nice to have, like, a Georgia Smith, wouldn't it? You know, Summer Walker, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a nice bit of singing to wind down to.
Nice, we're done. That's the festival.
That's it.
Okay, so we're going to rewind back. That's your festival. You're in Bali. On a beach, well, it's off the beach on a resort. Stage, pool, 3 designated lanes of moshing.
Yeah.
Then you've got the table service, Michelin star, sort of strip club seating. And then you've got that amphitheatre seating behind that. You've got Malev headlining, supported by... Well, before Malev starts, Sleep Token get unmasked.
Yeah.
Drake supporting. Then you've got... holographic Moscow 91 Pantera.
Yeah.
Before that, like, you've got Hatebreed playing Satisfaction and Perseverance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gridiron on a separate stage.
With
Rough Justice.
Yeah. Wow.
Straight after about 6 PM when this is all finished. Starts real fucking early. About 6 PM when this is all finished.
You go to the yacht.
We go to the yacht where there's a strictly 140 BPM Sheffield bassline party going on, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And nice. But I mean, maybe at the beginning, like, you get a quad bike delivered to your hotel and you have to ride it down the beach to the festival.
Band members cool only well. Or everyone?
Everyone. No, every ticket holder. It's included in the package.
All 15 ticket holders. Yeah. Firefest situation happening here.
Yeah.
All right, so let's rewind real quickly while I'm on it. Because you must have had it. So how are you explaining Malevolence? Well, I usually do this so early in the podcast, but I forgot. How are you explaining Malevolence at your new missus's Christmas dinner to her nan? To her nan. Her nan goes, you play music, what do you do?
You always fall on the first hurdle when they ask what the name of the band is, and you say Malevolence, and they're just like,
ooh.
What? Like,
sounds malevolent.
So I generally say, I'm in a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you say it to like your local tradesman. They're like, oh, AC/DC. Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy rock.
Heavy rock. Yeah. For Paul Weller. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you like start telling me about some like rocker from like the 1970s who was apparently a megastar.
There we go. Yeah. I used to play the drums.
It's my mate from school like knows this guy who was in Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, what do I say? I generally say we're in a metal band, really heavy.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, I like Slipknot. And I go, yeah, man.
Wow, they get Slipknot.
No, often not. I mean, the main one I have, because I have this conversation, like, as you do probably all the time, have it in the gym mostly because I talk to like people in the sauna and all of that sort of stuff. And there's a lot of religious people. And the one I get the most is like, oh, so like, are you lot Satanists? I have that.
I wish I had that.
I get it all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. I say, no, actually, no, we don't. Because
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Because like, I don't associate metal with that at all. But I suppose everyone else seems
everyone
to
does,
do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like some sort of like dark wizardry. Like,
I fucking love it. I love that it's coming back. Like metal being evil. Because I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm evil.
Really? Yeah. You know, we're actually not that evil anymore.
You're not evil.
Malevolence isn't a very evil band now.
I'm entering my evil.
Oh, okay. Like,
I'll go around and do evil shit.
Right.
And be like. Awesome, I feel good. Like the fucking selling the merch. I'm like, I'm just gonna do evil shit now. I don't mean like fucking stab a baby to death or whatever.
Yeah, but
like, someone wrongs me, I might slash their tires.
Yeah.
So what do you say when someone asks you what kind of music you play?
With Stray, it's a weird one because there's no real, you go, oh, it's kind of heavy, and they go, oh yeah, like Metallica. It's like, well, not at all. Usually with Stray, I go, do you know the Beastie Boys?
Oh, okay.
And then they go, yeah, for the most part. And I go, well, it's like that, but a bit scarier.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's my go-to, like,
that's a pretty
litmus
good one.
Test of them going, oh, okay, so it's not.
Yeah.
But to them, it still is. So anything louder than a whisper.
That's a pretty good way around it, I guess. Beastie Boys.
Like, but you guys can say Metallica, I guess.
You can like say a bit,
because you've got the riff in.
Yeah.
You don't have to go super niche.
Like, it just seems like it's way too big to compare your band to. So yeah, we're like Metallica.
We're basically just about as big as Metallica.
Like, do you ever think about the fact that you like drive miles, you know, days of travelling, buying all this equipment, finding out about it, your whole life practicing, and then like the vast majority of the whole planet just thinks it's just like random noise.
Yeah, I think about it quite a lot. Like it's just a weird amount of work.
And most people think they're like, oh, so is he saying something? Is it like planned what you're playing? They actually think you're just going.
Yeah. Like people don't understand heavy music. They're like, oh wait, oh I didn't. Didn't really realise there'd be lyrics.
Yeah.
It's just, what did he say? Does he hurt his voice?
Is it all that kill your mum shit?
Yeah.
Is it all that rah-rah kill your mum shit? Yeah. Oh, I've got a merch idea for you.
Okay.
Because I've got a similar thing planned.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could double down and do it.
Okay.
No one can rip us off for this.
Okay.
Right, so obviously my shit's called The Downbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I had an idea of bringing out some stuff that was like, really nice looking, like a fucking nice have a nice day t-shirt,
okay.
And I call it the upbeat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But you guys could do it and just call it benevolence.
Yeah.
And just have like a real nice range of just like a
fucking
smiley face t-shirt. Benevolence.
With that
fucking font that everyone's using at the moment with like, you know, like the fucking.
I know what you mean.
You know exactly the font. Yeah.
Bubbles kind of letters.
Yeah, exactly. Benevolence. And like a fucking really
rainbow.
Nice photo.
Rainbow, a nice bit of sunshine on it.
Lovely. Yeah. Like a Care Bears. Care Bears merch. Benevolence, the upbeat. You heard it here first. Let's probably go and do some shit.
What time is it? Yeah, 1:30. Yeah.
I feel like we covered everything. May 20th.
If
you're in America, go to that Acacia Strain tour because this band is fucking crazy, crazy good.
Thank you.
Crazy good live. Crazy good music. Check out Malicious Intent on May the 20th. Check out the singles before then.
That's it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, man.
For coming. See you in Bali.
Yeah.
See you in Bali at the fest. Let's fucking go, boys.
Yeah.
Peace.